From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs sorted with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here's the news first, the headlines. Indonesia needs defense security design for outermost regions. Health Ministry seeking to purchase Indovac in a fact vaccine in 2023. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of a state defense and security design for the outermost parts of Indonesia during a working visit to Southwest Maluku District, Maluku on Thursday. Meanwhile, Minister Subianto said that he had received orders from President Jokowi 2.5 years ago to prepare major design for national defense. The design would also include securing archipelagic sea lanes in Indonesia, which are the routes used for conducting 60% of the global sea trade. The Health Ministry will propose a budget for procuring the domestically produced Inovac and Indovac COVID-19 vaccine in 2023 to fulfill the community's needs, especially for booster vaccination. Currently, the Indovac vaccine, produced by state-owned pharmaceutical firm PT Bio Farma, and the Inovac vaccine manufactured by PT Biotis Pharmaceutical Indonesia, have entered the final stage of clinical trials. Director General of Pharmacy and Medical Devices at the Ministry, Rizka Andalusia, informed on Thursday. On the same occasion, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that it has been estimated that people will demand vaccine in 2023 since their immunity against the virus is projected to fall at the beginning of next year. The Indonesian government established cooperation with the Dutch government for opportunities in the creative economy sector, Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno stated on Thursday. In detail, the MOU between the two governments will encourage cooperation in the fields of culinary, architecture, design encompassing fashions, products design and interior design, audiovisual encompassing film and music, TV and radio, new media, game development, application, over-the-top or OTT, media service, digital transformation and publishing. Dutch State Secretary for Culture and Media Gunay Uslu remarked that Indonesia's cooperation with the Netherlands is essential to strengthen bilateral relations. Head of the Industrial Human Resources Development Agency BPSDMI of the Ministry Arus Gunawan said in a statement received on Thursday that the Industry Ministry is supporting the development of Indonesia's Silicon Valley as part of the efforts to accelerate the digital transformation in the manufacturing sector by encouraging Industry 4.0 and Society 5.0 ecosystem. They develop a digital ecosystem with partnership and cooperation concept between the government and various parties, such as private companies and universities. Let's move on to the international news, where the death of Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has prompted an outpouring of emotion across the country. Tens of thousands have queued for hours, including through the night, to file past her coffin and pay their respects to the 96 years old. Presidents, prime ministers and royalty from around the world will gather on Monday for the state funeral for Elizabeth, Queen for 70 years, whose global stature was almost without equal. The official in charge of the huge ceremonial event said on Thursday that he hoped the funeral would unite people from across the globe. Ending 10 days of national mourning, Elizabeth will finally be laid to rest at a chapel at her Windsor Castle home alongside her husband of 73 years, Prince Philip, who died last year. Asian markets were weaker on Friday as investors braced for a U.S. rate hike next week amid growing concerns of a global recession following warnings from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down 0.3% on Friday, after U.S. stocks ended the previous sessions with mild losses. The index is down 4.1% so far this month. The World Bank said the world could be aging towards a global recession in 2023 as central banks across the world simultaneously hike interest rates to combat persistent inflation. The United States and the UN welcomed on Thursday a ceasefire announced between Armenia and Azerbaijan after 2 days of violence linked to a decades-old dispute between the former Soviet state over the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. UN Assistant Secretary General Miroslav Zhenka on Thursday said that the international community must remain fully committed to peaceful settlement between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Listen, now let's move on to commentary for today on Armenia and Azerbaijan agree on armistice.
Today's commentary is on Armenia-Azerbaijan agree on armistice. The Armenia-Azerbaijan conflict seems to have been heading towards a bright spot after the two sides agreed to a ceasefire. Secretary of the Armenian Security Council, Armen Grigorian, on Thursday, September the 15th, said that Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire on Wednesday, September the 14th, after the fighting that took place in the past month. Earlier, the Azerbaijani army opened intense fire from artillery systems and machine guns at settlements in Goris, Solk, and Jemruk on the territory of Armenia. As reported by the Russian news agency TASS, the Armenian Security Council held an extraordinary meeting after the attack and decided to seek help from Russia. As usual in every conflict, the warring parties always blame the other side. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said 105 Armenian soldiers had been killed since Monday night in attacks he blamed on Azerbaijan. He also accused Azerbaijani troops of occupying 10 square kilometers of Armenian territory this week. Meanwhile, Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev blamed the escalation on the military and political leadership of Armenia. He claimed that it was his neighbor who started the conflict by shooting at military targets in Kalbachar. According to him, the Azerbaijani army forces took retaliatory measures and revealed that 50 Azerbaijan soldiers had died in the fighting. This clash is the latest in a long series of conflicts between the two former Soviet republics over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan has carried out military operation in Nagorno-Karabakh since last August after three Azerbaijani soldiers were killed in Baku by suspected Armenians. Nagorno-Karabakh itself is a disputed area that has been fought over by the two countries since they were separated from the Soviet Union. Back in 2020, the two countries also fought in the region for 6 weeks. Hopefully, the truce agreed upon by both parties can be maintained and become a bright spot towards the real peace. In every conflict, let alone war, no party wins as a whole. In this era of globalization, its impact will be felt in other countries. Learning from the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, the impact that occurred was not only felt by the two countries, but also the international community. Well, that was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll begin today in history with September 16, 1940, the signing of the United States Military Service. The U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the law called the Selective Secret Bill on September 16, 1940. The policy requires male citizens aged 21 to 35 years to join the U.S. military. This policy was taken to fill the number of United States troops to be deployed during the then Second World War. 16, 1942, Japan and the United States fight in the Papua New Guinea area. The combined troops of Australia and the United States were recorded to have fought in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea on September 16, 1942. The battle was part of the Japanese invasion of Asia and the Pacific during the World War II. Although not very famous, the battle was said to be big because in 9 days there were 11 fighter planes damaged on both sides. I'll end today in history with the incident on September 16, 1979, the Medan Teladan Stadium collapse. Teladan Stadium is a stadium best known as the home of the Indonesian football club PSMS Medan. The stadium is located in Teladan Barat, Medan Kota, North Sumatra. And it has a capacity of about 20,000 spectators. Teladan Stadium was built starting in 1951 and completed in 1953 ahead of the Third National Sport Week. On September 16, 1979, the stadium collapsed due to an overflowing audience for the concert of the famous child singer Adi Bing Slamet, and dozens of people were injured and hundreds of onlookers fainted. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Fight your fears, come on, do it.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Food security will realize an accessible food supply for the people, so it can maintain the national economic stability. That was stated by Coordinating Minister of Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, in his statement as quoted by Antara. He stated that food security needs to be a focus to be increased by realizing food sovereignty and food resilience. Minister Erlangga further said that the government is trying to encourage food security through various food security strategies and policies, so that the people's welfare equality target can be achieved. Among many, is establishing the National Food Agency through the Presidential's Regulation No. 66-2021. The agency was given authority to manage food security, to implement supply and price stabilization, and to strengthen the food logistics system. That also includes food insecure area relief, food diversity development, and local food potentials development. The government also issued farmers' rice purchase policy by the state logistic agency Bulog so that the government rice stocks can reach 1.2 million tons. The assignment aims to expand the Bulog capacity in absorbing farmers' productions in the harvest seasons 2022 and to prevent falling prices amongst farmers. Besides, according to Minister Erlangga Hartarto, the government also diversifies the local food by increasing the production of corn, sorghum, sago and cassava through land expansion and land opening. This aims to increase production as an import food alternative. Meanwhile, from the funding, the government provides the microloan program KUR that is accessible for the business people in the agricultural sector with 3% interest until the end of 2022. About the subsidized fertilizer supply, the government has reformed the subsidized fertilizer policy by limiting distribution of subsidized NPK and urea fertilizer for 9 main commodities, namely rice, corn, soy, chili, onion, garlic, sugarcane, coffee and cacao. Lastly, the government develops the Farmers Corporate Based Food Resilience Center to increase efficiency and economic scale of the agricultural production through the Food Estate Program in Central Kalimantan, North Sumatra, East Nusa Tenggara, Central Java, Central Sulawesi, and Papua.
Warna di hidupku di dalam kesedihan kau lukiskan senyumku selamanya sepanjang usia kan ku puja semua cerita namun aku sadari kau telah beranjak pergi. Kau tinggalkan aku sendiri.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on. Sadari
Kau telah beranjak pergi, kau tinggalkan aku sendiri.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Joko Tuwo Hill in Karimun Jawa, Central Java. Listener, Karimun Jawa is an island located in the central Java province. It has a special place, namely a hill with a beautiful and wide view, well-known Bukit Joko Tuwo. From the top of the hill, you can see the square of the downtown. The location of Joko Tuwo Hill is about 3 kilometers from the downtown. Listener, the name Joko Tuwo Hill itself is from a whale skeleton which reaches more than 12 meters long and it exists around the hill. The local people of Karimun Jawa prefer to call the whale skeleton Joko Tuwo, which means old virgin. Thus, the hill was later called Bukit Joko Tuwo. When you see the whale skeleton, you will doubt whether the whale skeleton is real or a man-made sculpture. But the whale skeleton is guaranteed to be genuine because it has been researched. Listener, Bukit Joko Tuwo, which is located in Karimun Jawa, has a sloping track with shady trees and cool air, and it is ready to accompany you for hiking in the afternoon. After going through a steep and steep road, you will arrive at the top of the hill. Once you get to the top of the hill, you will be amazed to see the beauty of the Karimun Jawa Islands, such as the large Menjangan Island with lush trees and the boats which pass through the island. Listener, from the top of Joko Tuwo Hill, you can also see the beautiful scenery around it. Then you can even enjoy the beauty of the sunset. While waiting for the sunset, you can take a walk around the hill or sit in the gazebos that have been provided. To enter Bukit Joko Tuwo, you have to pay 10,000 rupiah. To reach Joko Tuwo Hill, you can use some vehicles such as cars, motorbikes, and bicycles, and you can also take a walk. Listener, when you have the chance to visit Central Java, Jepara, please take the time to visit Karimun Jawa and enjoy the beauty of Joko Tuwo Hill. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
from this age. Jump me, start me. Only you that can make me alive from this age. Jump me, start me. Only you that can make me alive from this age. Jump me, start me. Only you that can make me alive from this age. Jump me, start me. Only you that can make me alive from this age. Jump me, start me. Only you that can make me alive from this age. Jump me, start me.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
An Indonesian Disney origin series, Teluh Darah or Blood Curse, was chosen by Busan International Film Festival for the program On Screen. Quoting a press release received on Wednesday, the Walt Disney Company Asia Pacific announced their participation in the 27th Busan International Film Festival, BIFF, with two exclusive original series, Teluh Darah from Indonesia and Connect from South Korea. The two series were chosen as parts of on-screen launched by BIFF last year and dedicated to showcase chosen content developed for streaming service. This year, On Screen will be showcased on October 6 to 7, 2022. Produced by Rapi Films, Teluh Darah was directed by Kimo Stambul. The thriller movie is about a young woman named Wulan whose view about life was changed after witnessing her family being the target of the black magic attack, since she hunted for the person behind all of the mystical attacks. Carol Choi, as the Executive Vice President of Regional Content Strategy, the Walt Disney Company APAC, felt so happy and honored to be invited to debut the upcoming series Teluh Darah and Connect in Busan International Film Festival 27. She wished for showcasing more storytellings from the region to a wider audience in the world.
Kau kan selalu ada.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. I'm going to present to you an original song from Aceh entitled Tarik Pukat, to be sung by Kaka Alfarisi. Tarik Pukat is a tradition of catching fish by using long nets up to hundreds of meters, which are pulled by boat from land to sea. After the net is anchored, the end of the net rope is pulled in a circle to the ground. This is the legacy of the Acehnese who continue to maintain and preserve the tradition until now. Later, this tradition is more famous as Tarik Pukat. Well, listener, here is Kaka Alfarisi with the original song from Aceh entitled Tarik Pukat.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu stres, bosaku bilang tugasku harus cepat beres. Aku punya banyak deadlines, harus fokus dulu. Bosaku jadi marah-marah mulu. Aku kerja kaya orang gila, tapi gaji dikit. Bosku udah banyak duit, tapi pilih bingit. Aku muak, gak mau kerja lagi, aku capek. Tapi kalau aku malas, semuanya jadi berapa. Terserah, aku mau nikmati hidup. Sekarang aku mau ketemu teman, dan gak lagi sibuk. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif, dan lupakan hal-hal yang negatif.
Sederhana, bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam.
Kemarin pacarku memutuskan aku, karena dia udah punya cowok yang baru. Aku lakukan semua untuk dia. Aku cowok baik dulu, aku selalu setia. Bahagianya adalah bahagiaku juga. Ingin ku selalu di sampingnya sampai tua. Dia patahkan hatiku dan bikin aku malu. Tapi aku mau dia tahu aku mulai hidup baru. Hidup terlalu singkat untuk terus bersedih. Tidak mudah mengubati luka hati yang pedih. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif, dan lupakan hal-hal yang negatif.
Hidup ini cuma sederhana, bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam. Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam. Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let you go.
masih ingin memelukmu selamanya sampai akhir masa. Kan ku puja semua ceritamu, namun aku sadari kau telah beranjak pergi. Kau tinggalkan aku sendiri.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
Indonesia.
Me.
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.